phones are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hi, I'm Tim.
I'm Maria.
From DanielFast.org. Join us for a 21-day journey of transformation and amazing spiritual breakthroughs. We believe something powerful can happen in our lives when we set aside certain things to focus on our relationship with God. So join us for a 21-day Daniel Fast and Prayer in January to heal our nation. Workbook and other information is available at DanielFast.org.
That's DanielFast.org.
for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
through the law and the prophets to fulfill the redemption. the broken, free them from the chains. I've seen you lifted high, enthroned upon our praise. Oh, how great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. Overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious. You alone can save. You are good, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. You have overcome the darkness, overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious. You alone can save. You are good, you are good. Your mercy endures. You are with us in the silence, with us in the night. You are with us in the darkness, and led us to the light. You are with us in the valley, with us in the flood. You are with us here right now, with the power of your blood. Oh, your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. You have overcome the darkness, overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious. You alone can save. You are good, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Overcome the darkness, overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious. You alone can save. You are good, you are good. And your mercy endures forever.
Good morning. We're so glad you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 11:21. And as some of our programmers say, we are in beautiful Palm City, Florida, but we're coming to you up and down the coast of Florida, and so glad you're listening. Kind of breaking into a little bit of music here. Trust you're in enjoying the Christmas season with us. And we celebrate the birth of Christ every day. And so it's not about getting the right day. It's about the work, the gift that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. And I have a guest that I wanted to just break into our music for a few moments this morning. And Jay Spicer from the Martin County Fairgrounds, are you with me on the phone? Can you hear me okay?
I am here.
All right. Jay, you know, this time of year is so busy. People are shopping. People are picking up gifts. People are baking. You know, there's so many things going on. But I understand that there are some exciting things happening at the Martin County Fairgrounds. So this is a nonprofit organization. You all are a part of our community. And we like being a partner with you as well. So, Jay, tell us what's going on.
So we've decided that this town needs some holiday spirit, holiday joy. So we, the fair, have decided to do Christmas the way the fair would do it.
Okay.
We produce the Carnival of Lights.
All right.
Which has an 800-foot-long walking path of Christmas lights featuring over 50 nonprofit organizations, trees, and other exhibits. We have carnival rides, food trucks, vendors, petting zoos, of course, Santa Claus. We have free activities for kids. We have local school choirs and church choirs coming to sing and entertain. It's just a nice young family event to come out. And it's only $5 to get in. 12 and under are free. So it's a cheap date and a nice way to spend a nice evening with your family.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. I know, you know, the fairgrounds has been a part of my family's life for a lot of years. And, you know, I don't know that people understand how the fairgrounds works, how your bills are paid, and what kind of vision you have for the future. But we did have you on air some time back. And Jay, you all have some just tremendous plans for the future. Could you just give us a snippet of that? What do you at the fairgrounds office see in the future that would benefit this county and the county surrounding us?
Well, thanks for asking. Yes, we're at a point where our fairgrounds is kind of old and outdated and way too small for the community we serve anymore. So we've got an opportunity in front of us because let's face it, there's not a lot of places in the country building a fairgrounds from scratch right now. So we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to build something spectacular. Not just move the fair, but to service the community in ways we never have before. But the expanded property that the county's putting up for us is more than 10 times what we have here. So to be able to work with our over 50 nonprofit partners that use the grounds on a regular basis, including the United Way, the Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, the Scouts, and on just a list that goes on forever. To be able to put in an equestrian center where you can take inner city kids for the first time, put them on a horse, kids with autism, small riding clubs that want competition space and whatnot. The archery center, same thing. The only real archery center south of Gainesville, Florida. So there's all kind of groups and youth groups and 4-H archery clubs and so forth that can use that. We have a working farm we want to put in so the kids can learn that milk doesn't come from Publix, that chickens don't lay eggs a dozen at a time, and there's no ham and hamburger. Food safety, food sustainability, field trips where we're working with school board to see if we can get at least one day of agricultural information to a kid in their 12 years of schooling, right? We have the train club moving in. We have an amphitheater moving in. We're hoping to put in an expo center that is 80,000 square feet so we can have graduations from these schools all in one room for a change. And the list goes on and on of the programming and the education and things that we can offer our community.
So you're really talking about an opportunity wherein not only are there activities for entertainment and maybe just wholesome activities, but there's a lot of opportunity for education, skill development, and family
building, family building. I look at this as such an important thing because our families really have suffered a lot of division over the years, and to bring the family together in a place where there's a lot of activities, diverse activities, really sounds exciting to me. I'll never forget, and this is kind of a crazy note about the fair. I was 15 years old, had a compound fracture, left leg, did something really stupid. Won't talk about my stupidity because everybody already knows. But I was at the fair walking around. You know, my toes were blowing up because I'm in this big cast, and Dr. Trammell was my doctor at that time. And one of the vendors had all of these nifty little sayings, you know, plaques and such forth. And just paused to read some of those. And that vendor handed me a plaque and said, here, I want to give this to you. He said, as you've been coming up and we've noticed your interaction with people, this is kind of who I feel like you are. And the plaque said this, it's easy enough to be pleasant when life goes by like a smile. But the man worthwhile is the man with a smile when everything goes dead wrong. And that stuck in my head from 15 years old. Well, I'm not 15 anymore. But right. That's one little message that has literally challenged me and encouraged me to know the importance of having a fulfilled and joyful life, and regardless of what's going on in my life. Well, you know, it's kind of like a sermon, but I picked it up at the fairgrounds. And some of our listeners today may not understand, but what is the interaction as far as faith organizations, just so people get a little idea, do you have faith organizations that come in, and how does the fairgrounds serve them?
We do. Actually, there's many Hispanic churches in town that merely have an office somewhere. They don't have a church building. So they regularly, I would say at least twice a month, there's a church out here that puts up a tent or uses our arena and has a weekend-long church service over here.
That's awesome and very affordable, right?
Yeah, we don't charge them hardly anything because they're really not using any. I mean, the ones out in the field in a tent are using their own generators and everything else. They're just using grass, and we're happy to provide it for them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so you have this event once again, and this event is running right now. Is that correct? That's going on?
Yes, it ends the last weekend here. It ends on Sunday. And it looks like the weather may be iffy on Sunday, so I'm encouraging people to either come on out tonight or come out tomorrow and enjoy yourselves before you get super stressed with the Christmas rush.
Okay, one more time. This is Jay Spicer, Martin County Fairgrounds. And Jay, one more time, give us a thumbnail of what's taking place for people that are just joining us.
It is Christmas lights, carnival rides for kids, free activities for kids, petting zoo, local high school and choirs and so forth singing. There's food trucks out here. Santa Claus is out here. One of the churches has a live nativity scene on and off, and there's lots of interesting exhibits to see. The Model Railroad open house is spectacular. If you haven't seen that, you definitely want to see that. And it's only $5 to get in, and children 12 and under are free. So come on out with a leisurely stroll one evening this weekend and come see us and enjoy.
And the $5 goes to support the fairgrounds, which is a nonprofit, and that's why we can talk to you.
Yes.
And
we're
so
trying to raise money for our new project.
There you go.
Make this transition.
There you go. So, and because you are a community service organization, and I really see the fairgrounds that way because our congregation has had events over the years at the fairgrounds. And the team and staff there have always been very gracious to us, and I appreciate that. Now, Jay, for a church or pastor or some nonprofit that's interested in more information, how would they get more information?
They can reach us at fairoffice@martincountyfair.com. That's our email, fairoffice@martincountyfair.com. Or they can go on our website, martincountyfair.com, and kind of come in through the back door. We are 501c3. I do not work for the county, and we are an all-volunteer-run group.
So, that's awesome.
we always need volunteers, whether it's like even for this event, just someone to help make sure the cars get down in the parking lot or help the kids make their little writing letters to Santa or putting together an ornament to take home. If anybody wants to jump in, there's still time. We have room. And it's an easy gig. Talk a couple hours a night, 5:30 to 9 tonight.
Well, that's quite awesome, and I want to thank you, Jay, for contacting us and just kind of keeping us posted. And if you will, stay in touch when you have things coming up, or if we can, somehow.
Be here before you know it, John.
I know that's coming, so I'll expect to hear from you in regards to that. You know, years ago I was a part of a ministry that had a chunk of land on US 1. And we had a fair of a sort, you know, it was somewhat a sordid event, but we had so many other people saying, well, you know, how can you do this? You know, how can a church do this? But it turned out to be a wonderful event because it was raising money for a building fund and such forth. But the point is, our families had a ball. And this is a kind of an inexpensive way, what you're doing right now, an inexpensive way, maybe to step out of the department store, get away from the mall for a bit and get out of a restaurant and just go out and take the stroll and enjoy what's going on. Martin County, we're blessed. We're blessed to have you, Jay Spicer, as a part of the leadership here. And we thank you for your service and your leadership.
Well, thank you for the time and the plugs.
All right, stay connected and keep your dial set at 89.9. We're going to move on with some great Christmas music today and on through these days leading up to Christmas, right on up until the new year, and maybe a few days after the new year, because as far as I'm concerned, I could mix a little Christmas in the whole year, because I think the joy of the season and the blessing of God's gift is well worth the celebration. And let me just say this as I sign off, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We are, I know the sign says he is the reason for the season, but let me remind you, we are the reason for the season. God sent his Son for us that we might have life. God's blessings to you today as you drive. Drive safe. Lift up Jesus today and be a blessing. Be a blessing right where you are. Next song's entitled Hymn of Joy.
Your love has come here. It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe, and when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful. Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time.
You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Tonight.
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born.
I was devastated when my husband left me.
So depressed, I couldn't get out of bed. I went to counselor after counselor, but nothing helped. Nothing worked.
I just needed a place to get along with God and begin to heal.
Do you feel like you are in a dark place? Do you sometimes feel that God has forgotten about you, going in circles and never getting anywhere? There is a place that you can go to for healing, hope, and restoration. The Women's Refuge. We can help you with traumatic life experiences, depression, a devastating divorce, or the shame of abuse. There is freedom from paralyzing fear or anxiety. You are not alone. The Women's Refuge can help. Don't let another day go by just surviving. Experience God's freedom today. Visit findhopewomensrefuge.org.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Till the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Rejoice! Hey there, listen, I've got to tell you something. I took my wife to Pirate's Loft Restaurant a few days ago, where they're part of the Pirate's Cove Resort and Marina in Stuart, Florida. We had a thoroughly good time. Excellent food, great service, and the views. Well, they're right on Manatee Pocket. While we ate and talked, we could watch the boats cutting through the blue water. Oh, and the food. What a great menu. Plenty of fresh seafood, chicken and steak, salads too. Well, they can be reached at 772-287-2500. Did I tell you about the dessert? Maybe later, I'm out of time.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM. WCNO, Palm City.
Shall lift my hand above.